Hey, Eddie.
Oh.
Whoa, Eddie's got a light.
Oh, shit. Oh, much better, Eddie. God damn. How can you even look like you're a white person?
What you got, Eddie? A ring light?
Yeah.
That works pretty good. Shit. Damn. Is it blinding you, or is it okay?
That's okay.
You should get one of those flashlights that just hold it under your chin. So that I get to tell a ghost story.
What?
When you hold a flashlight under your chin to tell a ghost story. Just the three amigos today?
Yes. Okay, guys, we got to start.
What happened?
Nothing.
Wait, what happened?
What happened?
Can you see me?
Yeah, I can see you.
You're there, Eddie.
How come I can't see myself?
Oh, God.
Well, can you see us?
On your side, not us.
Uh-oh.
I see you. Probably got that light too bright in your eyes.
He's gone blind.
No, we can see you.
You're there. You're there, Eddie.
Push cameras or something.
You might minimize your window. Did you minimize your window or what happened?
Here, let me do this real quick and then we'll start. I'll take you off. I'll take you off and put you back on. How's that?
Well, you can't see any of us, so.
It's on his side.
Yeah.
Not. We can see you fine. Is he frozen?
No, he's moving around. No.
Oh shit! Okay, you okay? Or can you not see us still?
Yeah, I can't see you guys.
Oh god.
Well, we see you and hear you. So
hang on. Let me try something.
Okay.
No, Eddie.
Oh, my thing's buffering. That's what I just noticed.
It's yours, not mine.
No, we gotta wait for Eddie to stop buffering, or.
I don't know what he's doing.
It says it's loading, but let me see. There it goes. Let me see. It's good right there.
You're good? All right. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Gosh. Oh, Lord.
We've been alive for 4 minutes?
Fucking up right now.
This has been a great show, man.
This is the MT5 show, and I'm looking for the intro. I can't fucking find it.
Luckily, I didn't take off my pants or something.
Greetings, Mark Thompson here, formerly of Mark and Brian. You're listening to the M25 show, which kind of sucks. Mine are good. Mark and Linda, daddy versus daughters. But since you're listening anyway, here it is, the M25 show.
All right. Welcome back to the Already in Progress M25 show. If you're watching on Facebook and YouTube, my name is Albert.
My name is Eddie.
And this is Steve.
We also got on delay, Eddie.
We got Eddie. You can't hear. Are you on delay, Eddie? Yes, he is. Okay.
I don't think so.
I don't know what happened.
You're on delay.
Okay, so you guys forgot to tell
me.
Okay,
really?
We're live on Instagram now. Okay, we're live everywhere. Okay, good Lord. Okay, good morning, everybody. We're here. Alyssa is off today, but we're all here. We started off a little early. I thought I had everything straight, and you guys forgot to remind me of the banners, but I'm going to throw it up there anyway. Here we go.
Yeah, nobody reminded me to start the music on the podcast, so...
Yeah, I forgot everything. I'm so sorry. We had two Eddies, and we have our guest in the waiting room.
Steve,
I can't breathe.
One thing I learned in speech class, don't ever apologize if people don't know you've made a mistake. So just fix your error.
But we were live.
On, I guess so.
Remember we're live?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're ready. We're ready to go.
I assume we're live. I can't go back on the live streams and look back. So.
Oh, no, we were live. I pushed live, let's go, and then I forgot to do is I forgot to have the intro ready. So I was looking for the button and all that good stuff.
I think it was a little more than that. It was like 4 minutes live, so.
Okay, well.
It's the button on the right.
I don't care. Huh? You don't care, give a shit. You know, today's going to be the dirty show. You know, we haven't done a dirty show about a year now? You know, we're regular people.
Yes.
We're regular people, but we have feelings. You know, we like sex. We get horny. I like women.
I'll just let
Eddie
you know.
Got a new light. Look at Eddie got a new light. He's trying to pick up chicks.
Steve, just so you know, there's only about like a minute of pre-show going on live, so.
Oh, okay. So we're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Luckily, our racist, sexist, transphobic discussions were before that, so.
Oh,
There's no record of that.
I have no idea what he's talking about, Eddie. And whatever
about?
Alberto
what's
says has nothing to do with the M25 show. It's only Alberto and him, right. And him alone.
I forgot. That was my own show.
Yes, it is.
Go find it.
Okay, let me see. Let's do this here. I'm going to do this now. As you can see, our banner below, go check out our sponsor, Natural Wonders. The ticker is running down below. Go to naturalwonders.com and go shop. It's all natural products for men and women. And if you go on their website and do shopping when you're done, go to checkout and in the promo code box, put the M25 show and you'll get 25% off your total order. And it's all natural, made in the USA. It's not just for women, it's for men too. Right, Eddie?
Oh, yes, sir.
I don't know. I'm not going to ask Eddie questions because he's on delay.
He's on delay and breaking it.
I use it.
Yes. Yes, Eddie does really? Use it. Let me see if I could do this. Save. Let's see if it comes here. Not. See how the block? I'm just going to keep it here for a second, and then we're going to take it off. So everybody, you could read it. If you're on the podcast, you can't read it. You just have to listen to our voice. Go to naturalwonders.com.
Or if you're on the podcast, just go to the show description. Down in the links, you'll see the sponsor, the link, the code, everything you need.
There you go. So now I'm going to take this off. And I'm going to put down, before I bring the guest out, is our little ticker on the bottom. Our guest's coming out. Her name is on the ticker. And we're going to bring her out now because we're a little late. So here we go.
Uh-oh.
Angie.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. Are you? If you're, I think you're watching the show. Can you turn it off and down?
I'm not. Hold on. I don't think I am. I'm just streaming.
Because we're having feedback.
You want me to just turn it down?
Yeah.
Turn the volume down.
Okay. Is that better?
Hello.
Hello.
Are we still
getting
feedback?
Yeah, we have feedback. You want me to leave and come back in?
Yeah,
I think
you're not watching the
stream from your cell phone.
No, just I mean I'm streaming from my phone, but
hold on.
Let me take it off. I'm gonna figure out.
Hello?
Is that better?
No.
No.
I don't know. It's like every time I talk, my voice talks the same
place.
I'm not watching on anything else. I'm just streaming from my phone, Steve.
Alberto, do you know what that is?
I don't know, unless she's listening through the phone.
Oh, I can't even hear
you.
Unless she's listening through the phone, I really don't understand what she's doing wrong.
Yeah, you're doing the phone too. Eddie, can you hear me?
Huh? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're all good. Hold on.
Okay, if she's listening through the speaker, she's going to pick us up. So she needs to put on some headphones. I mean,
she's listening through the speaker of her phone?
That's usually when we get those problems, that's what's going on.
Okay, let me see. Let me pull her back out. Speaker on the phone. Tell her to put, like, earplugs
sorry,
in or
folks,
something.
If you're listening to the podcast. I apologize for that.
Alberto, your mic's off again.
I know. I'm talking to the podcast listeners personally.
Oh, okay. All right, there you go. Okay, we're going to try it again. Angie, if you could hear us, put on some... Oh, good Lord. Put some...
He's doing his own show. Alberto's doing his own show.
I got my show within the show.
Yes, Alberto's doing a podcast on his own on the side. And he's letting us in whenever he feels like it. So, hello, podcasters. How you doing?
Yeah, they heard you. I just had to apologize for that fine audio.
Steve and Eddie on the side.
We got Steve and Eddie Delay.
The Steve and Eddie show is very, very honored to be on the Alberto podcast.
Am I still delayed?
You've caught up. You buffered, so.
Yes, you caught up a little bit, Eddie.
I don't know what happened.
You look so like you're kind of out of it, Eddie. Are you okay? You've taken anything that you shouldn't be taking?
The problem with his light is it makes him very pale, so he looks like he's sick.
I'm just tired.
Yeah, you look like you just, you know, you're like, you're on your way out, like out of this world, like into the next life. Oh, okay.
We're all tired. How's that? That's a little better.
Oh, it's not working. Sorry. Oh, remove. Oh, I took everybody out.
It got worse.
Oh, Jesus, I took everybody out.
Is that better?
I just took everybody out, not just Angie. Okay, she's putting in the earplugs, so let's see if this works. Give me a thumbs up, Angie, when you got your earplugs ready and go. Okay, I'll wait.
And she's going to have to fix her audio settings.
So she's going to fix the audio settings?
Unless it does it automatically, I don't know.
Okay. I'm trying to remember. This hasn't happened like this that bad. We've had feedback before, but it's because they watch the show like on their phone on the side. And you can hear, I think you can just hear us talking.
Well, it's the thing. If she has it on speaker and she's going to listen to us, hear us ask questions on speaker, we're going to probably hear it back in the microphone. That's why I usually tell guests where some, because if they're in the ears, then you're not really going to hear it. I mean, you might have a little bit, but it's not going to be that drastic.
Gotcha. Oh, well, what are you going to do? So,
what's cracking?
I don't know.
It's been a heck of a show.
Everything's you know what? I'm going to be honest with you today.
What's wrong, Steve? Are you in a funk? You know, do you need somebody to talk to?
I am. I was really down today.
Oh.
Eddie.
What?
Like down, like, you know, not down and out, but just down. You know, you never been down?
Down spiritually?
No, not spiritually. I'm not that down, like where I just give it up. All hope, not like that. I'm just down. That's all. A little bit of down.
He's not showering just anymore. Like,
I shower.
He's don't let himself go.
Like tired down. Tired down.
Nah, just I don't know. I feel like, you know what I was thinking about.
You're gloomy.
I was gloomy.
Is it the weather? Is it the all the cloud cover outside?
The overcast.
You know what was weird is I don't want to bring the show down because I'm so, you know what, I'm not even gonna bring it up. I'm not gonna go there.
Was it the time change? Are you just all messed up?
I'm not gonna go there because I wanted to talk about things.
You haven't caught up to the time. The time just caught up to you.
I don't know what caught up to me, but whatever it is, I wish it would go away. I'm not depressed. I haven't given up on life. I'm just like, today has been a weird day, and we're supposed to be making people laugh today. And you know, Eddie comes on with the ring, with the light, and
the source of the computer.
It looks like he's halfway gone, like to the other side. Eddie, you look like you're kind of oh boy, oh god. Eddie looks like you never seen a sausage that goes bad.
No.
Yeah, when it loses like its pinkness and it goes white, starts going white
and
gray.
When, like the big sausage, yeah, it starts to turn gray. And then it gets all okay. Okay, so here's what's going on. Yeah, her earbuds are dead. She's trying to get a headset. So the show's going on. Oh, gosh. I've been trying to... I like women a lot. I think I
Is this a breakthrough? I never heard you say that.
No, it's just, you know, you know, life is life, and I don't know. I've been thinking about it a lot, you know, like picturing myself in certain situations, you know, with like hot chicks and, you know, that I'd probably never be in.
You've been dreaming.
Yes. And it bums me out because it's just a dream.
Oh, boy.
You know, Eddie?
Dreams come true.
Yeah, I know. And I'm trying, Eddie, but I think I've just been, you know, I don't know. Okay, I visited Pornhub a couple times. I was bored, okay?
You know, I think that's it. You weren't usually a video man. You were just a picture man. I think
yes.
Your problems are you're trying to adjust to a new life here.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to get away from the pictures because, you know, I want more visual, Eddie. Like an addict. You know, you need more.
You want some audio and some movement.
Yeah, I want video. Pictures were fine. Yeah, it used to be just my mind. I'd lay there and think of a woman that I was attracted to. And I would, you know, I can take care of myself. Then it turned and I moved to the next step. And I went to the pictures. So I'd pull up a picture on my phone, right? And then I, you know, it took care of a few years of my life, you know. And then recently I've been sitting there going, you know, I need more. So I started getting into the video.
Next is actual people.
Next, you think I'll be there?
Next will be at the massage parlors with Eddie.
Oh, God, I don't want to do that. I think that's going backwards. I don't want to go backwards. I just got a lot of dreams. That's the problem when you have dreams. It's going to take a minute. Okay. When you have dreams, you know, they're dreams and they're so far away and you try to catch them. Yep. You know, it's like when you're a little kid and somebody's holding something in the air and you're jumping trying to catch it. And you know well they're not going to let you catch it.
You got to buy one of those dream catchers.
I don't even know what the hell is a dream catcher.
Hang it in your room.
Is that Freddy Krueger?
Oh, it's like a.
Yeah, I think it's Native American. I think
it's a Native American.
Arizona. It's kind of like a ring and has like a net.
And I don't want to take any.
You're supposed to hang it like in your window and it catches your dreams before they fly away.
Catches your dreams.
Not taking peyote, guys. I'm not doing it.
you don't consume it. You just put it in your house.
Okay, I'm not.
You just hang it in the room.
So that voodoo stuff, I don't want to go into that, Eddie. It's voodoo, Eddie.
We apologize to our Native American listeners. We know you don't do voodoo.
What? Okay. Is voodoo a bad thing?
Sometimes.
Yes.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know. Everything that turns me on about women, I've been thinking about hard, Eddie. Like, I've been good for a while, you know? I've been just living my life and then...
Those things. That's
a dream catcher.
Oh, okay. That's Indian stuff.
Yes, not voodoo.
That's what we said.
Okay.
Not voodoo.
Do I have to sit Indian style when I have it up in the air, room?
If you want.
Yeah, smoke a pipe too.
Oh, there we go. Now I got to start smoking that stuff, huh?
The peyote.
Peyote smoke.
Smoke the peace pipe.
Oh, man. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Have you started smoking?
No, I haven't started smoking. I've just been, looking at hot chicks, and thinking about chicks I admire.
So the sadness doesn't come from any marijuana smoke. He hasn't started that yet.
But I'll tell you something. I think I've been going out of hand because, you know, when I'm thinking about a hot chick and I finish, not very much comes out.
Are you off the elderberry or what?
No, I'm still on it.
Maybe
I think I've been going double time.
I think maybe your body's gotten used to it, you know.
Like you're immune to the elderberries.
You have to find another vitamin.
I think it's doing it. The well's dry. I don't know if that means anything.
Well, maybe take a week off, you know. Go for a walk or something.
I can't because that's all I think about.
You gotta train your mind.
How do you train your mind not to think of ass and thighs and
do some shock therapy, you know, when you start thinking about that, you know, just shock yourself.
Like
when you see it every day.
A 9-volt battery or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a 9-volt battery, you know. You know that saying, I always see that thing is like a woman's butthole and a 9-volt battery are the same.
I've never heard of that.
You know you shouldn't lick it, but you know you try it. Right? Eddie, right. What do you do?
Eddie prays to God, you know.
You don't think of women?
He doesn't think of women. He doesn't touch himself.
I think of women.
Yeah.
All the time.
You get it where you just, okay, I'm going to go and get it out of my system?
No.
No?
I talk to women. I talk to women every day.
Well, so do I. I think maybe that's my problem. I need to stop talking to him because when I just like somebody I meet at the store, let's say, and I talk to him, I go, man, when I walk away, I go, jeez. I already picture myself in positions with them.
Oh, boy.
And she's probably,
after I've talked to him, I had a nice conversation.
And she's thinking, man, that stupid creep. I will never see him again.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe, but, you know, I'm thinking the best of the conversation. I'm thinking, okay, well, I got her on all fours. I'm going to try my best to think of baseball and not finish. You know, I try to be a man still.
You changed that,
but
too?
Now I'm getting to the point I don't even care. Huh?
You used to be, you know, the 5-second chump, you know?
Yeah, I don't even care anymore. I just want to be in there. I want to be in that smell, you know?
As long as you get yours?
Yeah. That's it. You know, you get to a certain age, and you're just like, hey, you know, no beat around the bush. You know, well, if you want to beat the bush a little, but hey, look it. I ain't got time to play around. If you want to, you know, get down to business, I'm open. I'm yours. No strings attached. I don't need no
wham,
relationships.
Bam,
I already have a relationship. I just want some fun.
Some extracurricular activity?
Yes, I just want some outside fun. That's it. And then I'll be happy in my home. My relationship will be better. I'll be happier.
So?
Yes.
Will she be happy?
Well,
your relationship?
Well, it doesn't. Well, yeah, because, you know, I'll be more happier around home. I'll be doing more chores. I'll be all, you know, I'll be more chores around the house, taking the trash out, all this stuff she doesn't like to do, as long as I can go out and get some ass. I'm not asking for much.
You gotta do all those things anyway.
Yeah, I know, but at least let me be happy.
I think through this therapy session, we find what Steve's problems are. Okay, as usual. It takes a while for Steve to tell us what's really wrong, but he told us.
Yeah, you know, I'm sexually frustrated. I just got there's so much sex going around, and I love it, and I don't want to ever give it up.
You're not part of it.
Well, I am part of it, Eddie. It's just I'm frustrated. You gotta be. I don't know, Eddie. You gotta be in my life to understand that.
Well, you have to realize you're not 18 or 20 no more.
Yeah, that's probably what my problem. I'm I'm in my mind. I'm 18 and 20 with all these chicks, but it's not help. It's not working.
They see the 55-year-old
feel
25
most of the time.
Yeah, that's why, you know. I don't know, Eddie. Quit antagonizing me, Eddie. Don't do it. Okay.
Let's get him.
Enough about me.
Let's have him blow up.
I'm okay.
You know,
now.
He needs to get his rage out. Okay, I think he's holding back. You know,
I'm about ready to flip in a second. So let me get to the guest. Let's see if she's got her headset fixed up. Are you ready, Angie? If she can hear us, can you hear us? If you can hear me, put a thumbs up. I don't think it's good, Eddie.
No good.
Let's see. Do, 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 do. Nope.
We can't even see her now.
Yeah, she's frozen. Something's going on. It's not my side. My side has been fixed. Alberto hasn't even been here, so he doesn't know.
But oh, yeah.
We fixed the problem on my side.
I've had to watch the show, so yeah, I know. But you've been freezing up today, too.
Now it's everybody else. It's not me.
That's the way Eddie's
screwing
up. That's the way
Eddie's screwing up.
No,
I don't want it like that. I'm happy it's finally fixed. Now Eddie's freezing. Our guest is freezing. The guest just left.
I don't know what happened at the beginning, but yeah, it was weird.
The problem was she didn't have Tatiana with her, so Tatiana's the podcast pro. She would be able to handle it.
Yeah. Just a nice, thick ass, Eddie. That's it.
Tell you what?
You know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to try my best not to think of anybody. That's going to be me day today.
Well, that's kind of hard to do.
I know it's very hard, Eddie. But I'm going to go today after the show. Maybe I'll take a little trip to Costco or something. Let's see. I go to Costco. I'm going to see a lot of ass there. I can't go anywhere.
Hey, I'm going to stay in my room.
Sorry, Steve. You know, here in America, we let the women go out and shop.
Oh, God. So where do I go?
You have to isolate yourself.
Go down to Afghanistan. They got them all covered up.
No, I don't want to go to Afghanistan. I don't do planes. I don't go across.
Isolate yourself.
I do, Eddie, and you know what I do? I get my tissue out and I go at it. There's nowhere to run, Eddie.
How about
gonna go to the?
What did they do? The lobotomy. We'll drill a hole in your skull and pour some water in. Maybe that'll shut down the brain.
That'll fix it all right. Yeah, I'll be done.
It's going to go to the well where it's dry.
What happens if, like, when I'm thinking of a woman and I'm ready to finish and nothing comes out? What happens then? Do I just
stop?
That's just the way it is?
Yeah.
I'll just keep going.
Just keep going?
Could
you imagine? I just ran out of semen. There's no more.
It's like an oil well. Eventually it goes dry. You got to shut off the machine. You know, that drilling machines.
So what happens after that? You just keep just doing it. And then if it doesn't come out, it's just better that I don't need no tissue no more.
Yeah.
it just kind of throbs a little bit.
It's your post-ejaculation life there.
Wow. Well, maybe that's what happens.
I mean, you'll feel the sensation, but nothing will come out.
That might be a good thing, Eddie, because I spent a lot of money on that tissue at Costco.
Start shooting blanks.
Well, I don't want kids. I just want the fun.
I don't want any more kids. It's an air gun now.
That's all right.
It's like a BB gun without the BB. You just hear the popping sound.
It's one of those starter pistols, huh?
Well, no, it's not a starter pistol, Eddie. It works like it's professional. It just doesn't, you know, it doesn't make a mess. I think maybe that's what I am. I'm a professional, and everybody else isn't.
The rest of us don't know how to do it right.
When you don't make a mess anymore, that means you've figured it out. You've mastered your trade. That's right. And everybody else that's still making, you know, they make that mess and everything, they haven't got there yet, Eddie, like me.
Yeah.
Once you're able to have sex and not shoot and not have actual liquid shoot out of your wiener, then you're on my level. You've made it.
And you know you're gone dry.
Well, I don't like to use those words, but it's like what's a top in Star Wars? A Jedi? A Master Jedi?
Yes.
I'm a Master Jedi, and everybody else is just a Jedi or apprentice or whatever.
See, Steve said the next level of evolution, like for centuries and generations, you know, nobody's been able to figure this out. Like, even if you're 80 years old, you're going to make a mess. But Steve, he finally broke the code.
Is it journeyman
now? I did. I broke it. I'm good. Okay, now I'm okay now. We can move on with the show.
It's not shooting anything out no more. You broke it.
I'm sure there's many doctors watching and listening right now. It's like, oh my God, this guy's going to die.
No, it's good.
This ain't natural.
I'm healthy. I'm very healthy. I have a healthy mind of what I want to do in life, who I want to do. Eddie, I'm very good. I'm healthy. I'm happy. I was down today, but now that I figured out what was wrong with me, I'm good. It's a good Thursday.
Is self-diagnosis?
That's right, Eddie. Yes. See, this show is good for everybody, even me.
Steve MD, back on the air.
Yes. So at what age do you stop producing sperm?
When you've become a Jedi. Master Jedi.
When you become a master Jedi,
you don't come anymore. You have the sensation, but you don't shoot that mess.
George Lucas, if you're listening, we apologize for.
If he wants to call me and talk about it, maybe we can get a trilogy going and get him back on the map.
That's good. No cleanup necessary, right, Steve?
No cleanup necessary. Imagine if I was with. Oh, look who showed up! I'm glad Cynthia showed up. Imagine.
Is she talking about your chapstick?
Not yet, but see, she'll be happy with it if she wanted it, because it won't make a mess no more. Imagine, Eddie, if she was with me, or any woman I would be with, and then I would do her real good. There would be no mess to clean up for the girl.
Yeah.
How happy would she be?
It's a win-win, huh?
It's a win-win. You know that saying, after you have sex with somebody, you go, oh, it's time to clean up. They sleep with me? Nope, never going to say that. No cleanup needed.
Not no more, huh?
No more. But Cynthia, it was just a scenario. I know what's going on. I know. Cynthia's very happy now. She has herself a little mate, and I'm very happy for her. And I hope this keeps her from calling me Chapstick, because, you know, oh, she's happy now. She doesn't have to be putting me down on my own show. At first I thought that's why I was upset, because all these comments, and just from her. One woman out of all the women I know, she's, you know, I think I would laugh at it, but then I'd go to bed and I go, you know, I have to look down and go, do I really have a chapstick? And I don't know, a chapstick, that is kind of little, huh? Because when I go even go grocery shopping, I look at the little chap, I go, oh my God, it is kind of small. I'm trying to find the jumbo size. There is none.
There is none.
The king, the king size chapstick.
I even looked at that buzzy bee. Where was that? What's that?
Busy bee?
Buzzy bee. That's still small. I don't know. I don't know. This is, I'm just, my life is just.
Maybe the elderberries. Maybe the elderberries had the reverse effect.
No, no, Eddie. You know what I should do is try to double the dose. I'll see what happens. I'm going to double it. I'm going to set a two of them. I'm going to take four.
Oh boy!
Just for the heck of it, you know.
let me go search elderberry.
See overdose. If I can take four doses of elderberry instead of two.
It's natural, isn't it?
Yeah, it's natural. I mean, it can't hurt you.
Well,
they say
too much of something can hurt you.
When you take vitamins, you can take as much as you want, right? And your body will just get rid of what it don't need.
Yeah, because it's natural. Yeah,
it's natural, like natural wonders. Mm-hmm. And oh, Eddie, that by the way, I talked to Scott from Natural Wonders, and mm-hmm. he's going to be coming on soon. They're going to have a new product coming out soon. That he thinks is going to be really good. Remember he was telling us about it?
Mm-hmm.
Or I was telling you or something. He told me about it. I don't want to talk about it because I'm waiting for him to come on.
Give it away.
It's a secret.
Yeah. Yes.
Don't want to give it away.
No corporate espionage there, Steve.
Yeah, I'm not going to give away his,
you know, what they came up with. The competitors are looking, you know, listening, so you don't want to help them out.
Imagine if we talk about it and they steal it and, you know, him out of business.
They come out first, you know, a week before we're supposed to bring him on.
Oh man, let's see. Let's go to. I might as well get these off. Well, I think our guest isn't not coming back on. She wants to be rescheduled. So, I don't even know what to say. So, anyway, I'm gonna turn this over to Alberto. What's going on in the news today?
Alberto on the news again?
Yeah,
I don't know.
There's no news today.
I wasn't prepared for news anymore, so.
Oh, okay.
Well, you see about that bus hijacking? Downtown LA, downtown LA last night. One of the buses, somebody went in with a BB gun and told the driver to start driving, crash into a building.
Oh, he made him crash into a building?
I don't know if he made him because there's video. I guess it's running a red light. It's almost hit by another bus, and then some driver doesn't see him and crashes in, and then the bus just goes into a hotel. So,
I don't know. With a BB gun, huh?
No, some of those BB guns look real, as you guys remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would really. You think that would hurt a lot, Eddie, if somebody shot you in the back with a BB gun or the back of the neck or something?
Yeah, it hurts.
I mean,
I've been shot with one.
It's not like a pellet.
I've been shot with one.
I think I kind of remember the story.
Drive a bus?
Eddie. Yeah, he was a bus driver.
Who shot you with the BB gun?
I shot with a BB gun and a pellet gun.
Who shot you?
My brothers and my friends.
Damn, I don't know about. I got problems.
We used to play. We used to play with the BB guns like that when we were a little smaller.
Eddie's like he has two eyes.
And they shot a pellet at you too.
Yeah,
I'd be more worried about that pellet.
Just leaves a welt.
Yeah.
Well, aren't pellets more pointy, so they could break skin?
Yeah, pellets are
they're
like
a barrel.
Like a barrel, like a.
It's like a little cylinder.
Yeah, like a little piston.
I haven't had a pellet in like a while, so but I remember some of them being kind of pointy, so you can. Shoot the bird better, I guess.
They leave a welt. The BBs hurt, but they don't not.
Well,
it depends on how close you are.
And how many times they pump the gun?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many cocks you give it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here.
Sometimes they'd be struggling to trying to get that last.
Oh,
that last pump.
He hits me, it's going to hurt.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
what the?
Oh, what is that?
Did Eddie fart?
Eddie, what was they're that?
It's a construction down on the street.
Good Lord. That's Eddie's light warming up. Oh, my goodness. Well, let's just, I don't even know what to say right now. I'm just very out of it today. I apologize, everybody. Everything from the get-go of this show has went wrong.
Steve was looking forward to the guests taking up some time, and now we got a
band. It wasn't that. It was just, like I said, today was not a good day for me, and I'm okay now, but like I said, life is going on, and sometimes, you know, I'm like everybody else. I get hit too.
Yeah, so we all have
things
our down
come
days.
On and I don't give a fuck about nothing, huh? I'm just, oh yeah, you know, sometimes I get it too.
Something you just you can't come in and perform, you know.
Everybody has a down day.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh well, I don't know, Eddie. You know, why don't you tell people about you, Eddie? Like, from your own mouth, instead of me always telling everybody how you are and who you are, and you never talk to the listeners.
I'm just a normal person.
Hold on a second.
He's just an ordinary man.
There you go. With the new light. Go ahead.
Just
tell us about your new light, Eddie.
Tell us about your new light. You look really white right now.
I put brighter light bulbs in my room.
You should hold up a Coors can.
A Coors can. There's some commercial I don't remember.
For what?
I don't know. I just think of Coors.
I put brighter light bulbs in.
You put brighter light bulbs in?
Yeah. I think he actually put a light bulb in. I mean, not much brighter.
That's what
you could tell Alexa to turn it down and up.
Oh, careful, Eddie. We don't want to mess around with people's homes, you know.
How are we going to do that?
Or you say the word and, you know, everybody watching their houses go dark.
No, that's not going to happen.
Steve gone or Steve gone or something? Because
I don't know. Maybe he's having a quickie.
He's trying to master his Jedi skills right now.
Yes, I was busy here. I was looking at our guest that left. I might as well. Hey, she couldn't come on. That don't mean I can't come on. I don't know. She's okay. She sent us a message, said sorry, and all that good stuff, and. You don't need earbuds to. We haven't had people come on that use their phone that had to use earbuds, have we?
I think it's something
else going on.
Yeah, most people do.
Because all of us were doing feedback, not just me.
But it was coming through hers. Because I mean, there's no feedback right now.
Yeah, but we've had people come on with their cell phones and didn't use earbuds that I know of. Or unless they all had earbuds and I just didn't see them.
No, some you don't.
Some you can't even see no more.
I mean, it would be almost if I turned on my speakers right now on the computer, you'll probably hear everything coming back. You want me to do that for a while?
So no. So what if she just turned her volume down on the phone or any guest that came on?
Well,
and just
if she turned her volume down, then probably she wouldn't hear us ask any questions because it's the same thing. That's how she would hear us.
Oh, okay.
But like
I said,
you know, it's if I turn on my speakers and they were close enough to the microphone, you're going to hear yourself talk because you're coming in through my computer.
Gotcha. Let me see here.
But usually, I mean, whenever we have a guest that's doing that we can hear ourselves talking, you know, and you remember you couldn't hear her echoing in the background. So that's usually what's going on there. That's she is listening to us and we're hearing ourselves through her speakers.
Hmm. Oh. Let me see.
Reschedule.
Yeah, she's pretty bummed. She said she's running up to the store. She wants to reschedule, but you know, I don't know. I don't know if we've ever had it like that before. We had people where you could hear in the background.
Yeah.
Like you could hear them listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember if we've heard it where, like, when I talk and we get that echo from me, and then if Eddie talks, you get the echo. I know when we hear the show in the background, you can hear it playing.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. I mean, the thing was, it's so loud that that leads me to believe that's, we're just hearing it out of her speakers on her phone. It's not like, you know, she had a computer on 2 feet away.
Mm. Interesting. Well, anyway, I don't know. There's always something, you know. We think we hear it. We've seen and heard it all. So we, when that happens, we know. Oh, we'll just do this, and it's okay. Always something happens, or don't know what the hell it was. It could be the earbuds. We don't know.
Or the lack of earbuds.
We need a vacation, Steve.
What?
Maybe you need a vacation.
Me?
Yeah.
Because of the guest?
Yeah, your problem.
Because you're being down.
Oh.
Where's he going to go, Eddie?
I just forgot about it, and he brought it up again. You know, we're talking about a topic and everything, and then he has to talk about it.
Can he go?
All right, Disney World? All right, Eddie. You got to talk him up again now. Okay, I'm taking a break here.
You know, I put Eddie on the screen to tell the listeners about himself, and what did he say? Nothing.
He's an ordinary man.
That's an ordinary person.
You're just ordinary?
Yeah, I'm just ordinary. Hardworking individual.
He's an ordinary man who does ordinary things.
Okay, that's it, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Not the most interesting man in the world.
You are or aren't?
Aren't.
Let me see here. Man, she really wanted to be on the show, Eddie. God, dog.
She's blowing up.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I guess, hey, people really want to be on the show sometimes. We get them, they're running down to the store, their thing, and they're think they're going to be able to get to the store, get back, and do all this stuff. And hey, that's like me, the dreaming thing. You know, you dream and think you're going to do something, and knowing darn well it's probably not going to happen. But the fact that you have it in your heart that you want something, like I want the ass, you know, you have it, in, back, you know, doesn't mean you're going to get it, huh?
By the time she comes back, the show will be over.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Somebody wants something and they want to do something, but like you said, what are the chances of that happening? Probably zero. But they have it in them to go get it, to get whatever it is you want in life. Mm-hmm. Eddie, do you not like that?
Yep. Go get her. Make sacrifices.
Even if you know you're not going to get it down deep in that heart of yours.
At least you can say you tried.
Yeah, but does it make you feel bad knowing that you're a go-getter, but knowing down deep in your heart you know damn well you're going to fail?
No.
Are you okay with that, or?
As long as you try.
Yeah, but if you know you're going to fail, you're not going to get it. You're not going to get whatever it is you were after.
If you try, you're not going to fail.
I beg to differ.
Okay, well, our guest is driving to the store. She thinks she's going to drive the store, get back before our show ends, because she mm-hmm. really wants to be on the show. And that's what I'm saying. You have that, oh, I can do it. I really want to do this. But down deep, you know, she's not going to make it back, Eddie.
Well, she's been on the show already. She just wasn't.
That defeats what I'm trying to say.
Oh, boy.
She came on, but it didn't last.
Like Eddie, like you said, that if you really want something, you're going to get it, right? That's what Eddie says. That's not true. Yeah. That's not true.
There's a will, there's a way.
Eddie's had a lot of success in his life, so.
Yeah.
There's a will, there's a way.
Hey, you have every opportunity to do it, but doesn't mean you'll get there.
Yeah, I mean, you'll succeed.
You may not be that talented to get there.
You have the right to the pursuit of happiness, so you do not have the right to happiness.
Yes, you have the right to pursue it, but you know, you may not make it. It doesn't mean you didn't try.
Different people have different versions of happiness, so.
Okay, well, something that you want, Eddie. Like, what's something that you would want that you probably think you. What's something that you would want right now that you don't have?
Jessica Alba?
Like, something you don't have that. You think, oh man, I'd like to have that. Whatever it is, whether it's a girl, it's a business, it's a whatever, anything. Something that's far out of reach that you would really have to work pretty hard to get. But like in Eddie's case, he says anything's possible to, hey, if you work hard, you get it.
No, I mean, as long as you try, you're going to get it.
A trip around the world.
In a hot air balloon?
That's doable. Come on.
No, not in a hot air balloon.
Save your money. Yeah, I'm talking about something like, okay, how about owning a football team?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to own a football team.
Not even the Raiders?
This guy. I would. If they gave me a team, just they say, hey, here you go. I would take it.
If they gave it to you, but it's not a dream. It's not a dream of mine to own one.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to put in perspective people that are listening, because Eddie says, if you want to go for something, you'll get it. And that's not true. Like, say I want to own a football team. Okay, yeah, mm-hmm. I could go for it. You know, I could try to go into... I'd have to make a whole lot of money, you know? But my thing would be, okay, I got to get into the stock market, or I got to play the lotto because, you know, and I got to get into a different line of work. And then when I get there, say I make it. I get into stock and I'm a billionaire. Mm-hmm. Now I have to hope the person that owns it wants to sell it to me. Yeah. So just because I made it and I'm a go-getter doesn't mean that you're going to get it.
Or hope the NFL is doing an expansion and you can get the lucky bid in.
No, or just say it's a team like Eddie's team. You say you like the Raiders. You want the Raiders. Say the Raiders owner doesn't want to sell it. You say you finally make it and you become a billionaire you thought it would never happen, but you said, you know what? This is America. I can be whatever I want. You get into the stocks or whatever. You own your own business and you just get multi-billionaire.
You try to become a partner.
Yeah, but he may not want nothing to do with him. He said, you know what, Eddie, I appreciate you. I think that's awesome that you love our team. But no, I'm not selling you. I don't want you as a partner.
You go into the other football.
Okay, soccer. But that's not the dream football? You had.
Canadian football.
Yeah, you can own anything you want. I mean, but you say, I want to go after the Raiders. That's what I want. You get there and you're going to settle for something else because that person doesn't want to sell to you. So, yeah, okay, I'll go get the Juggernauts or whatever, USFL or whatever. I'll settle for that. You know, it's money and, you know, it's a good investment, but it wasn't what you went after. This is probably why I'm all messed up.
Maybe.
Alberto, you have nothing to say?
I don't know. You finally figured out life is bleak? That's where you're down?
No, I'm trying to let Eddie understand, because I'm not trying to tell people don't try.
Life is good.
But, you know, there's things out there that you're probably not going to get. Like say you want to buy the White House.
Can't buy the White House.
See? Why not?
Try, Eddie.
Well, why? You could buy it if
it was for sale and they would sell it to you, yeah.
No, I mean, the chances are
they're not going to. My point is, you know what? Let's say, I'm gonna buy the White House. I'm gonna do whatever it is that you have to go through. These make a
become,
million,
become president, you live there
for 48 years.
That's not yours. I'm talking about buying it, straight up buying it. It's yours. You don't even let the president live in there.
Well, we already own it. We're the taxpayers.
Wrong example, Steve.
We already own it, Steve. We're the taxpayers.
Let me see. You got your.
Get another message.
Okay, you know what? I'm not even gonna say anything. If there's anything out there, people listening on the podcast or watching on live stream that you want, just go get it. Your heart won't be disappointed. I promise.
Eddie says it's yours, so.
Yeah, it's yours. Like Scarface. Scarface says the world was his. Look what happened.
Just try.
That's going to be Eddie taking a dive into a pool with a shotgun shot to the back.
Oh, shit, with the coke all over his nose.
I looked at my little friend.
Oh,
just
man.
Try.
Well, we're not saying, we're not saying just try. I mean, you can try, but I mean, just know success isn't a guarantee, like Eddie says.
Yeah, it's not guaranteed. You could, like I said, you can make it to the point where, okay, now I can do it. Now I just have to hope you know, because somebody like the football thing where we're talking about, somebody already owns it. They may not even for the whole, all the money in the whole world. No, this is what I wanted. It's not yours. No, I'm keeping it till I die. Yeah, but you tried.
Some
people
do.
Yeah, but some people you tried. Do. You couldn't do it. Damn, she must be, she must live right next door to the store. Jesus.
To Best Buy?
Christ.
Is she back? Maybe from,
I don't know. See, she said like 10 minutes, so I don't know. We'll see. You know what? See, Eddie, there's people that really want to be on the show. You don't think so. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yeah. Remember when you said you used to put our business cards on people's car windows and stuff like that? That
mm-hmm.
Wrecked,
I don't know.
Wrecked how many windows?
I don't know. I don't think he really did that, Alberto. I don't.
I did.
I think you were telling me to make me feel better and make me happy that Eddie was out there promoting the show.
And we used to give him 1,000 cars and he'd come back next week. Yeah, I need more, man. I gave those all away. We're like, you're sure, Eddie? He's like, oh, yeah.
Damn. Yeah, you went through a lot of cards. I was like, how many automobiles do you know? Eddie's like those landlord. Groundwork. Eddie's like those landlord people. You know, they just walk through neighborhoods all week long, and they go to the doors and they put a magnet for it says,
mm-hmm. sell your
if
house.
You're willing to sell your house. That's Eddie with our business card.
You put it in people's doors. Hey, if we need us in a podcast, give us a shot.
Just throw our card on the porch floor. People just pick them up and throw them in the trash.
Oh boy!
Hey, can you stop people from doing that?
What?
Yeah, you could put on your thing and no peddlers allow.
Those guys that drive by, those Mexicans that drive by in those old beat up trucks and they throw the newspaper in your driveway that you don't even want the newspaper for Target or El Rio or whatever those Mexican stores are. How do you stop that?
I don't know.
Put no peddlers.
They don't care.
You have Chico.
They just drive by.
And the man driving by, throwing out papers in a plastic bag.
I guess you wait for him and just pick it up, throw it right back at them.
They just drive by fast down the thing and they're throwing papers in everybody's driveway.
Advertising.
Do they get paid to do that or something?
Yes,
or?
They get paid.
I don't think they're doing it.
Why?
Let's have Eddie do that off the Jaguar. Just throw our we'll make a.
That's got to be illegal. That's got to be illegal.
It's kind of littering.
It's not illegal.
So if I go down in my car and I'm throwing shit out the window in their yard, it's okay?
No.
I want to throw a pamphlet of my life.
That would be illegal.
I don't know. So.
I don't think anybody wants that. I mean, you know. They might appreciate a Target ad or a El Rijo ad, but I don't think they want your life story.
Okay. So, Eddie, let's say I made a thing for the M25 show shop where we sell all of our merchandise, right? Mm-hmm. And I got a bunch of flyers printed out and I put it in a little plastic bag. And I went down your neighborhood and I was driving fast and I just threw them all in everybody's driveway. I mean, I'm talking every week. Would you be okay with that, or would you be like, dude, come on, I gotta go out there, bend over, pick that motherfucker up, and throw it in the trash every week? The first time you look at it and go, oh, okay, that's cool, but every week for years.
Well, they do it every week, right?
Yeah, I don't like going out there and having to bend over and pick up the thing off the driveway every week, just to throw it in the trash can.
Yeah, just kick it into the street.
Have your son do it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Eddie Brightside in it right there.
Oh no, but just the fact.
Just have your wife do it.
It's almost like somebody, you know, a pet taking a shit in your front yard when they're walking by. I love animals, and okay, maybe the first time I pick it up, but then if it happens every day, you know,
your neighbor's actually bringing their dog over and shitting on your yard.
Yeah, they all get together and go, hey, this guy picks up the dog shit, so let's, you know, just go to his yard and have your dog shit in his yard. He picks it up because he's clean and he likes to keep a clean house. So let's go to his house.
Have the gardener do it. Pay him extra.
Another thing about dog shit.
Okay.
Why do people, when they walk their dogs, they let the dog shit in the street? Because what, cars will run over it and get rid of it?
I think the dog shit.
I don't know how many times
I
have walked and I stepped in shit, and I'm just walking in the street with my dog. And every and there's this one house that I always go by. They must pull their dogs out and just let them sniff right there in the street, and they shit in the street, Eddie.
Maybe you should avoid that house.
I try to, but I forget sometimes when we walk in the evening when the sun's going down, and I forget because I'm walking. There's nothing that I should be fearing, and then I feel something. Fuck. So I figure I forgot this is the house where there's shit in the front in their street. Why would you make your dog shit in the asphalt? That must be very uncomfortable.
It's easier to clean up than on the grass.
but they leave it.
Yeah, they don't clean it up.
Oh, they leave it.
And I think the reason is they figure, if they shit in the asphalt in the street, that the cars will come and run it over and smash it, and it's all gone.
The street sweeper come by and get it.
Yeah, but then, the street sweeper comes once a week. Once a week. You know who goes every day down there? Steve.
You.
with my kicks on, right?
Your kicks?
I'm the street sweeper. God, it's just, I don't know. People are pigs, man.
Yeah, some people don't have
podcast listeners, if you do that, fuck you guys.
No consideration for other people.
Yeah, it's rude. There's nothing more than stepping on a ripe piece of dog shit. Then you gotta go home, especially if your shoe has the crevices underneath. You know, they all do. You gotta go in there and you gotta get a stick and get it all out. And you got your shoe's all wet.
Let's get to a pressure washer.
I gotta get a pressure washer to clean shit off my shoe.
You're like a baseball player with a tongue depressor getting the dirt out of his cleats.
Yeah, I'm leaning against the house with my leg up in the air with the hose on it. Then I gotta get a stick and then dig the shit out of the little crevices. Then I go inside and my whole shoe's wet.
Oh. With that new floor, huh?
You gotta leave it on the front porch to dry off.
Yeah, and then you gotta take your shoes off, leave it out in the front, and then the next morning, hope to God there's no black widows in there.
Or no.
It's just all wrong.
All that for not avoiding the house.
Because it was dark and I wasn't thinking. I'm having a good time walking my dog and then you don't think you gotta look out for shit in the road.
Well, you know there's gonna be shit there, even if it's dark, just avoid it.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't think about it. You're walking, unless it's daytime and you're walking, you can see it, right? But sometimes you go for a night walk with your dog and you're going around the block. And, maybe you're talking to whoever you go with a walk on to. You're talking. The talk takes your mind away where you're talking. And then you're like, you feel stepping on it.
You're walking and you're staring at a piece of ass. Tell
your walking partner to remind you. Kind of like I have to remind you to put the scroll back on.
And you have to be there too. It's an accident. That's all.
I think that's what happens. He's walking and he's staring at a piece of ass, and by the time he knows it, he stepped in it.
That's what's going on in his brain. He has nobody with him, just him and Nova.
No, but you shouldn't take your pet on a walk and let them just like in the grass. I mean, you got to pick it up, right? I mean, that's the right thing to. I can see if you forget your little baggies to pick up the dog shit, right? Okay. I've done that before. You know what I did? I took my dog back and I drove back with my car. Went the baggie and picked up the shit and took it home and threw it away. Good because you, the neighborhood, they know who you are. They know who you are. They see you walking your dog every day, and they see me again to go, hey, that's the fucking pig walks his dog, lets his dog shit all over the place, doesn't clean up the shit. I don't want to be labeled that person.
No, I know what you're talking. Because there's a dog that I don't know that shits on my grass like. Once a week, when I'm mowing the lawn.
Have you been walking in front of Eddie's house, Steve?
So I mow the lawn once. Man. So when I mow the lawn,
oh no!
Sometimes
it chops it up.
I get it with the mower.
Eddie's different because he lets his grass grow tall, so he can't see the shit hidden in there. It's like a treasure. So he's all messed up.
The mower gets it, and then you know that you get that. Get that smell, and you're oh man, he did it again.
Eddie uses mower. He's running through it, and just having it fling out with the blade. It's flinging all over the place. Oh man, the stink must be bad.
all over my Jag's window.
Oh.
Oh, no. Okay, you know what? Like I said, you guys aren't going to believe this. She's back.
Okay.
I knew she would make it. Eddie was against it all. Eddie was against it all.
I wasn't against it. You were the one that said
I knew she'd make it.
You were the one with dreams don't come true and stuff.
You were.
Who? Everybody listening to the show on the podcast live stream, whatever Alberto and Eddie saying has nothing to do with the M25 show.
Remember, Steve says if you try it, you can succeed. 100%.
That's right.
All you got to do is try. And you,
that's right.
Your dreams
that's
come right. true.
There you go. Mm. Eddie, I've been telling you. It's okay. You got to try. If you try, you'll win.
If you try this, all you got to do is try.
Yes. Well, we'll see. Shit, she must have went on one will.
Eddie and I are pessimists. You know, no. Just because you try doesn't mean you're going to get your way. But, you know, Steve believed.
Yes, I was trying to tell everybody. And anybody that wants to rewind or whatever, all that, want to go through all that mess, go ahead. But you probably won't find it because Alberto will edit it out.
Alberto will
edit it out.
If you're listening to the podcast, go to YouTube or Facebook. I can't edit those videos. So,
Yes, he can. He's very talented, people.
Yeah, sure.
Trust me. He can do it. Okay, Angie, are you ready? Put a thumbs up if you're ready to try this. Can you hear us? Oh, she's putting the finger up. Oh, boy. Well, did I say something wrong?
She put the
finger up and disappeared.
Lots of people. Lots of women flip off Steve, so he's pretty used to that.
Oh, God.
She get a birdie award, Steve?
Eddie, what are you doing? God. Why would you do that when she's in the room listening?
I'm asking.
Well, she didn't come on last year, so.
She didn't come on. No, she didn't get one, Eddie. But if she did come on last year, and you want me to say no, she didn't?
She's eligible for next year.
She's eligible for the Birdie Awards next year because she's coming on right now.
Eddie's announced the first one already.
God. Eddie, you put us in a bad spot, Eddie.
How about we give her one?
Look at it. Eddie, can't you wait till it's time and the committee gets together? Eddie's just giving awards out, and it's not even time yet.
We just had the awards a week ago or two weeks ago? Her to come on the show.
I want her to come on too, but here she is. Let's see if this is the... Alberto, this was your
theory
that it was a headphone thing. Okay, well, we're going to find out. That way, if it happens again in the future with somebody else, we'll know it's the headphones or the earbuds or whatever. We'll find out right now. Let's bring out Angie AR.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me okay?
That was it, yes. Alberto.
Yay! We got it figured out.
Eddie, what was that? I can't hear no background. I mean,
yeah.
Are you using your cell phone for the video?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, do you remember Eddie and Alberto, right?
Yeah, hey guys, how you doing?
I'm saying you must have flew on two wheels to get to the store.
Yeah, I didn't really fall. I just ran up and got this. I wanted to just eliminate the girl again.
We appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Angie AR. Were you saying that right? Angie AR?
Yeah, 15. Yeah.
Angie AR 15. I apologize.
Yeah, okay. No problem.
I know, you got on kind of late, so we're going to try to run through. I know you have something to promote, so let's get it going. Let me pull you up here.
Yeah.
What do you got going on in your promotion here?
So, I've been really with you last time. Obviously, we are promoting our OnlyFans for our podcast, and so, you know, we stay in the adult realm. I recently have launched a sex toy company. So we were live now, we went live last week. We have 6,000 products in stores. So we're really excited about it.
It's a sex toy company?
Yeah, so I carry everything from your traditional adult toys, you know, for him, for her, the butt plug stuff, all that fun stuff that we also got. So really.
Once again, folks, I apologize for this audio. Steve's going to make believe that this is actually good, so bear with us. I don't know how long this interview is going to last, so if you want to go watch it on YouTube with a visual, I wouldn't recommend it, but go ahead.
Eddie, you need the website, right, Eddie?
What is the website?
What's the website? So
the website is naughtylittlenightstand.com.
Naughtylittlenightstand.com, Eddie.
Uh-huh.
Wow, that sounds pretty hot.
Yeah, we got a bunch of interesting stuff in there. So we're trying to focus more on like the newer stuff that's coming out. You know, there's a lot of really cool like YouTube, like I said, like app powered stuff. So we're seeing a lot of use with like the cam girls and the online girls, liking that. Long distance relationships, that's good for that too, you know. But yeah, so excited.
So give me an example where you're talking about what you said where people long distance can use it. What give me an example of one thing that so people can kind of get a visual.
So basically a lot of them are what you would call wearables. They would be something you would wear, like as a female, you would slide it, you know, in your panties. And then there is an app that comes with it. So for instance, if you're in a long-distance relationship, the boyfriend will get the app, and then, you know, he can actually control it from anywhere in the world.
Oh, wow. Eddie, did you hear that?
Yeah.
So you can basically, like, call them on audio or video call, and you can be talking dirty and then turn that thing on so they're excited?
Oh, yep. Wow. Anywhere in the world.
So anywhere in the world?
Yeah. So it's great for the OnlyFans girls, you know, that can sell that to subscribers and have them have access to it for a nominal fee monthly. So a lot of girls doing that now. So yeah, I think it's kind of like the new wave of things. So we're trying to, you know, get into the tech side of things.
That's pretty good. Yeah. This is your business here?
This is my business, Naughty Little Night. Yeah, right now currently over 5,000 products in the store. So.
Okay, Naughty Little Nightstand?
Yeah, naughtylittlenightstand.com.
90littlenightstand.com, and there's a whole bunch of stuff to pick from in there, not just the normal.
No, there's not your typical stuff. Yeah, we've got some really cool stuff. A whole line of for people that are, you know, into the holistic stuff. We've got crystals, like actual crystals, photos, and plugs, and all sorts of stuff. So, yeah, we've definitely got a nice selection of different things coming out.
Very cool. Eddie, you got a question for Angie, AR15? Well, let me put her ticker up since she's on. Let me put Angie so everybody can see her name. There we go. Okay. All right, Eddie, you got a question for Angie, AR15?
So what are some of the most popular products?
Well, right now we just launched, and I've got my little researchers out there figuring it all out. But I think tech is going to be the biggest thing coming out now. We're seeing that people want that interactive experience. It kind of goes along with everybody doing OnlyFans and stuff, and a lot. Those products are doing well, but then also we have pieces that are like jewelry that literally would look like a regular necklace. And we're seeing a lot of people like those because it's something you can wear to the street. And I think it's kind of sexy, you know, it's like wearing a lingerie under your lip coat, you know.
These sex dolls, are they like lifelike or like they just like the molds?
Yeah. No, these are actual atomically cracked. They are very, very real. I think they're upwards of $5,000.
So it's a whole body, it's not just the torso?
Yeah. And these are customizable too. So, you know, using everything from cup size to hair color, eye color, completely customize it. And I mean, it's crazy how real they look. I was shocked when I kind of first started doing my research into it.
So are they work with an app or they plug them in or what?
I think those, I don't think those are app powered yet. That would be really creepy when it gets that point. And not totally against it, but I don't think we're there yet. But yeah, we definitely see, you know, there's upgrades that are available to make them more lifelike, if that makes sense.
No, we can.
So it's
a doll.
It's a doll. These are made out of, these are not real dolls. These are, you know, they're like that $5,000-$6,000, yeah.
I'm saying it's like a blow-up doll, but anatomically.
It's not a blow. It's like
you can
squeeze it.
Yeah, it's like skin. Yeah. And they come with, and like I said, there's different upgrades available, so you can get like a working jaw. So there are certain things that, they're very lifelike. Like, I was very shocked when I first started kind of looking into them, and then when I saw, you know, the prices that people were paying for them, it's crazy.
I'm curious, do they have them for both men and women, or just for men?
I think so. I just started carrying them on the site, and I'm looking into different wholesalers and stuff like that. But I would think so. I mean, it would make sense, right? They should.
Yeah.
I'm curious. The one with the jaw. is it easy to clean after you're done?
I would imagine you just clean it out. I don't know. I'll have to send one over your way and have to let me know.
Well, because I'm thinking, okay, imagine like you use your mouth, and let's say I ordered one that looked like, I wanted to look just like Angie, or if it just like her, you know, I'm gonna tear that mouth up. When it goes down, do you have to like dig in and pull it out, or do you just get a water hose and squirt it out?
I'll have to look into that and get back to you on that. But I'm sure there's got to be a way to protect the investment. You know what I mean?
Yes. Because if I had Angie's, like the, you know, and I had to be cleaning, all the holes out every day. I just want to know. Right, Eddie? What would you think? How would you? I don't think you could just use like a Clorox wipe, because depending on how far down the throat goes and the butt and the vagina, you know, I mean, if it's deep.
I'm going to have to really look into that for a while and see what I'm doing.
Have a reservoir, maybe like a cooler where you release the plug and.
Watch your love drain
out. Yeah, watch it drain out.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. You know what? I've never done that with even a sex doll you blow up, but I would try, because that's interesting, you know, just to even if you kept it to yourself, just to try it. I mean, yeah. Especially if it could look like somebody you want it to look like that maybe you can't really, really get to be with, but then you can take it, you can be with her alone and like that. That's pretty hot.
That's kind of crazy.
What's more crazier than that than laying down, looking at her picture, beating off?
No, I'm saying, it's interesting how technology has come to.
Yes, I believe people, Angie, I believe people would buy it, and because there's sex is big. Period.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't think anyone wants to, feel alone. So if it's something that helps people feel, you know, it's a habit. Canyon, I don't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
You go to a bar to strike out, you got the dolphin at home, right?
Yeah. You strike out the bar saying, I don't care, I got Angie at home. Don't worry. I'm going to be happy tonight. I wouldn't put that reservoir thing. I think I would, like, if I was with the Angie doll, when I'm done with it, I want to see it come out, like, in, you know, in the pornos where you see it come out.
Maybe you can just squeeze it.
Dig my finger in and pull it out like the portals. Oh, so much fun, Eddie.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I think that's pretty cool. So, like, let's say somebody went to your shop and wanted to order one of these sex dolls, and they said, I want it to look like you. You would be able to have it made like that, or at least look like you?
Yeah. They're really customizable. The supplier that I got to start working with is amazing. I mean, if you saw these dolls, they're like unreal. They look real. It's insane. So they're definitely very customizable. I don't know if it's going to be hard to get one that looks like me if that's what you wanted.
Very cool. Eddie, why don't you say the website again?
It's naughtylittlenightstand.com.
NaughtyLittleNightstand.com.
Mm-hmm. And we have everything on there. Not just sex dolls. We have the Royal Jewelry. We have the app control. We also have a lot of different pheromones and perfumes. So definitely spread my wings. Get good coverage on the market.
Eddie,
do the pheromones work? Like, I've seen the pheromones advertised. Do they work?
I think they do. I've definitely noticed. I've noticed when I wear them that I get a response. Yeah.
Wait a minute, what is that?
Wow. It's like a cologne that you wear, and supposedly it attracts the opposite sex.
I thought it was when the girls wear the panties, when they wear them all day. Isn't that it?
No.
Yeah, the pheromone cologne and perfumes.
Yeah, isn't that the smell that a man, when he wants to smell a girl?
I think that is still a pheromone. Yeah, that is a type of pheromone. So, but yeah, it does.
And they put it in a bottle?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's where it's derived from, not thing like he's canny, because I don't think that that's...
Oh.
But it comes from, somehow it's extracted in one way or another. I have to do some research and let you know when I come back tomorrow.
I was going to say, wow, I got to order a bottle of that.
Yeah.
That's up my alley.
That's right a different there. Website. That's a different website if you want to buy my research.
Yes, of course.
And the AR-15 on OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah, see, if you want to buy Angie's Undies, Angie AR-15 on OnlyFans, and that's a whole different thing.
But, yeah.
But do you sell on your shop, do you have, like, regular vibrators for women and stuff like
yeah.
that?
Yeah, the traditional stuff, yeah, all that, the dildos, the coffers, all that, you know, fun stuff. But I didn't want the page to end up like a typical, you know, there's so many out there. You know, there's Adam and Eve and all these other pages, so... I definitely wanted to do something that would set us apart, and I think we've done that.
Really? Very cool. Eddie, tell
Angie,
everybody,
so on your, on
Eddie,
your,
tell everybody only, why a woman shouldn't be afraid to buy a vibrator.
Why they shouldn't be afraid?
Yes.
Because it's a personal thing. It's for, you know, it's your personal little love tool.
Aww. You make it sound so innocent, Eddie.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. I know some
There's
girls that are shy
that
want to get one, but they're too shy to buy it.
And yeah. We do have discreet shipping too, so if anyone is worried about that, it doesn't come in a month's box, and you know what it is. Even if you buy a sex doll, it'll be unmarked.
Okay, good to know. No one will know. Sorry to cut you off.
No one will know.
Yeah,
I was going to ask you, since you do OnlyFans, what's one of the weirdest or request that you've gotten?
Oh boy, you know, I don't even, I get asked that question so many times, but it's such a hard question to answer. I try not to kink shame anyone or judge anyone, so definitely had some strange requests in the past, but I don't know if I could say like one specific thing. Yeah,
that's fair.
I don't think it's shaming, but, you know, we just like to hear things because, like, I have things I would ask you to do for me, but I know all OnlyFans models, I like that when they say, hey, you know, if you would like something, just ask, you know, and if I do it, I'll do it, and if I don't, I won't, but won't make fun of you, because if they make fun of you, it's hard enough to ask a woman for a special favor, you know?
If they're comfortable, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I think Angie is done for the day. What do you think, Eddie? See, Eddie, you pushed her to the corner, and you always ask our guests those things. What is the weirdest thing they've done or asked?
I'm curious,
request.
Steve. I'm curious what people are into.
Yeah, she couldn't even tell us one, huh? Imagine if hot chicks, they probably get all that, you know, that are maybe on there. They get that all the time, huh?
Maybe she's going to show us.
Oh, no. You think so?
Maybe.
I didn't think, remember that guest we had on with the booty pop?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think that was a bad request.
It's out there. It's I mean, it was.
I think that's pretty hot. I mean, if it's a chick that's really hot and you think she's
It's certainly something something I had never heard of.
Yeah, that's a whole new product they can probably sell in that store Angie has, the booty pop.
Yeah.
And I bet you they would buy it.
I bet you they would.
Yep. If it was discreet, like she said, they'll put it in the package where they don't know.
They don't know what
like
it is.
People like to advertise their stuff. Imagine if you ordered a vibrator and they want to advertise it and they send it in a box that says vibrators.com or whatever the business is.
Well,
they give it to the neighbors by mistake.
Huh? 15 inch.
Big 15er.
Unbelievable.
So little nightstands.com?
Naughty.
Oh, naughty
nightstand.com.
I wonder if she should have gave us something that we could tell people to give a code or something, or I don't know. Maybe she'll send a message.
Yeah.
Okay, well, she made it on. She wanted to come on, and she did it. So thank you.
We appreciate her. She's a.
Where's the band?
She's a trooper.
Off. Oh, okay. We're going to let her say bye here.
I swear.
Angie.
Hello.
We're gonna our show's about to end. I'm glad you came back. We were just talking about
Sorry
your website.
About the technical difficulties about all day today.
No worries. So it's little
naughty little nightstand.com. And if anybody has any questions, hit me up on OnlyFans. That's Angie AR15 or Angie underscore AR15. We do have a free page on there, so check me out.
Okay. Is there any kind of deals or anything that we could have them maybe say our show to you or anything? I don't know.
If you hit me up on OnlyFans, the Angie underscore, so it's Angie underscore AR15. That's my subscription page. But the Angie AR15 page on OnlyFans without the underscore, that's my free page. So if you hit me up on there, just let me know you saw me on M25. I'll give you a discount on your subscription for a few months.
Okay, cool. Okay, and let's see here. Before we go, why don't you tell everybody one more time how to go to your new store? It's going to be a big one and has a lot of cool stuff in it, and how they can buy products from that store.
Yep, it's naughtylittlenightstand.com, just like it sounds. Brand new page, so hop on there, check me out. And again, you have any questions, hit me up on OnlyFans, and I'll try to help you out however I can. So.
All right. Eddie, you have anything to say to Angie before we head out of here?
Thank you for trying. Thank you for coming on.
I swear. Thank you for having me. Sorry about all the technical difficulty, guys.
No.
I was going to
say. Glad you came on.
Yeah, you really wanted to come on. That's very attractive of you to go through all that stuff to get on the show. Thank you so much. That means a lot.
You're welcome.
And just because you're talking about your show here, promoting it, everybody listening on the podcast and watching on the live stream, I am going to think of Angie after the show today in honor of her for good luck. So, you know, may lose a lot of tissue on her, but it brings luck when I think of a woman like that. It brings them luck, Eddie. So yeah. Her story is going to really perish. It's going to be good.
You can think about me all you want, Steve. That's fine.
And I do
it. We didn't say if it was bad luck or good luck, but it's luck. Yes.
Okay, Eddie, say the website one more time for everybody.
NaughtyLittleNightstand.com.
NaughtyLittleNightstand.com. That's Angie AR-15's new sex store. They have everything on there. Don't be scared to go shop and buy something. She says they package it and mail it discreet, so you can have your fun. And if you're a little shy, and if you're not shy, and so what? Whatever. It's discreet anyway.
Angie, do you have stuff for beginners and then novices?
I do. I think there's something for everybody on there. So.
Okay. Right. I'm going to check. I'm going to look at it and see what this sex store is all about. And
yeah.
I'm going to do my business about thinking of Angie first, and then I'll jump on there after I nap. And then after that, I'll check. Angie, thank you so much for coming on and going out of your way to get the headphones to be on the show. It means a lot to us. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And I'll keep these handy for the next time.
Good girl. All right, Angie, you take care of yourself. And we'll see you soon. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
All right. Hey, who's Facebook user without any face? Is that Richard?
I'll check.
No, Richard's on here.
Is that
the
Bigfoot? Is that Harry Foot?
Bigfoot. What if Bigfoot came on your lawn, Steve, and shit on your lawn?
Oh, God. Shut up, Eddie. Could you imagine what kind of shovel you need to pick that up?
Oh, man.
That'd be better than a Great Dane.
You need a John Deere tractor, huh?
That might be Henry Singleton.
Oh, hello, Henry. How come he's... Oh, he must be watching.
He sent a sticker, so he didn't write anything.
You see, what I did this time is I streamed our show in the Facebook fan page group. And then I just shared it on the Steve Eddie Alyssa Alberto page, because it seems like we get more people commenting on the group page. I don't know. Unless I upgrade again so I can have about 20, so I can put more, what do you call it, reaching stuff, different platforms. You always have to pay more to have extras.
That's the way of life. That?
Yeah.
Add-ons.
Add-ons, exactly. You add-ons. Can't just have one add-on either. It says it's go big or go home.
Yep.
Oh, yep. I guess Angie wanted to stick around here. Let me get her off here. How do you get out?
Give her a kick.
She's just going to hang out in the waiting room, I guess. She doesn't know how to get out.
Well, we don't want another behind the scene.
Angie, if you're listening, you have to take yourself out. I could do it, huh? Oh, my God. I hate to do that. I never kicked anybody out except Eddie. All right, well, I gotta do it. Here we go.
Just pretend.
Yeah, I'll even put it. Here, I'll put her on so I can watch you guys. Watch. You want to see this? Watch this.
Kick me off.
Ta-da. Live kick. She got the live kick, Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
She made it on. That was good.
Yeah, she must have been pretty darn close.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, speaking of Bigfoot, we have somebody coming on that made a Bigfoot movie that's going to be in the theaters.
In theaters?
And I was kind of reading, and you know, sometimes you send messages to people you don't think they're going to get back to you, and this person got back to me, and I go, is it really a movie you made about tracking down a Bigfoot for real? And he said, yeah, and he said, it's going to be in the theaters. So
we'll go to the premiere.
Well, I think don't jump the shark, Eddie.
Don't jump the don't jump the line there.
Jump the shark, Eddie. You don't even go to the Tom Petty Heart Wreckers, and you're gonna go out to Idaho. No, but I don't. Neither do you. I'm going. You're the ones go. Oh, let's go to the premiere, and it's out in another state.
No, it's in another state. No, I go to the premiere if with plenty with if I knew it in advance and.
Well, if it was out here, I would think about going, yeah. But if it's out in a different state, I can't say, oh, we're gonna go. Like we can just hop on a plane or a bus or helicopter.
It's got to be a release date when it's gonna be released.
We know Steve's gonna want to drive up there, so
I would take a plane there because it's not gonna go over no oceans. It's just gonna go from California to in the middle of the map.
Depends on the airport. If you go out of LAX, you're gonna go over the Pacific.
I mean, if it's going to be in the theaters,
they just go there. No, they just go there to drop the waste.
We have theaters in California, so we can go.
No, but go see his premiere is. They want his premiere is in his state. That's what a premiere is. He's not going to have a premiere, if he's from, I don't know where he's from. He's from the middle states. He's not going to have his premiere in another. I don't think it's like a movie of who's a big star. Like Tom Cruise. I don't think Tom Cruise is going to star in it or something like that. I think it's just a movie, you know, a movie. I don't know.
Probably his neighbors and stuff.
What?
Probably Richard.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
His neighbors.
You're just talking about Bigfoot. I just thought I would throw that out there. You know, Richard likes that. Hey,
What happened to that one guy that used to make movies that we used to work with?
Who? Johnny?
Who?
Johnny Kahn?
No,
he does music.
We used to work with the guy who made movies.
I don't know. Who's this, Alberto?
Yeah,
Eddie, we've had a lot of people on. Yeah.
We've had a lot of mutual friends. I don't know.
Oh, like Scott? Scott Hamm, the guy that was in...
No. We used to actually work with him at our employment.
Oh,
and he made movies.
David?
No.
Is it David?
He does cartoons.
The artist?
No.
We worked with somebody that does movies?
I don't know. I just see Eddie's light going dim, so I think Eddie's
ready to turn your light up. Eddie's battery's dying. Turn that light up.
Battery's dying.
Eddie, Eddie in the dark doesn't remember things.
Is it a rechargeable thing, or is it just like a 9-volt battery or something?
No, it's a USB.
Oh, good. So you can recharge it?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
I'm not retarded. I just haven't plugged in.
I didn't know we worked with anybody that does movies.
Oh, I forget who it was, but yeah, they made a movie and it was like a murder zombie movie or something like that.
Alberto?
Something's coming back to me, but I don't remember the person.
Is something somebody we know?
Somebody we
used to know.
Be on the show? Okay, have they been on the show?
I don't remember if they were on the show or not. I think so.
Worked with somebody.
Eddie's got homework for next week. Eddie's going to tell us about our filmmaker friend.
I think our buddy Tim was in it, wasn't he?
Yeah, somebody called Tim.
I have no idea. Well, I don't know if I don't know Eddie. If we never had him on the show, I don't know. I don't
remember if it was. I mean, it might have been one of the first shows we did, but I don't remember.
You know, does anybody remember our first guest on our show ever?
I can go through the Bible.
I think it was a roller derby girl, I think. I think
that was that swim. I thought it was a girl that made swimsuits.
Our Amber. Amber was in there, I think.
Yeah, Amber DePage. I think it was. Wasn't she the first?
So under our guest list, our first guest was our girl Monday Monica.
Monday Monica.
And then I have
Oklahoma.
Our Monday,
she was
our girl Monday
from Oklahoma.
And then I see the next one where Monday. I guess your son came on for his magic show, I think. And then it says Liz and it says clothing line. So those were like our two first guests.
Oh, okay.
So Monica and Liz.
So Monica came on? I don't think she. Oh, maybe you know what? She probably came on the phone, huh?
Was she the candle maker?
We never seen her face. We never seen her live face.
I don't think so. I think we had some kind of rudimentary setup.
She was a candle maker, wasn't she?
I don't know. We were holding like a phone to a microphone or something, but.
And the second guest was who?
Liz. And it says clothing line, so I guess Eddie something about. You were saying something about clothing.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Liz was the one that.
This Cheney, right?
She did clothing, but that's how we found Corey. Remember Corey Collins? She was one of her models.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you were talking about Amber DePace. She has her own Cindy swimwear. I thought.
Yeah, the swimsuit girl. That's what I thought was one of our first. She was one of our first.
I thought so too, but apparently not. I totally forgot about Monica. Because I've always asked her to come on the show, and she doesn't want to come on because she's shy. She doesn't want to be on video. But I didn't know she was our first person. That's cool. And Liz was our second. And who's third?
Her son.
Of an actual guest or friends?
Okay, after Kenny. Kenny was the third guest?
We have here Aaron, Will, and Greg. And then...
Aaron...
And they were on episode number 20.
Was it Aaron, Will, and Holly?
Aaron? Aaron from the fortress?
Yeah, the old hag.
Aaron.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
And then we have Alex. I guess he called in. We have our favorite person from the fortress. She actually came in on the show.
Who?
Pastries Girl.
Oh, okay. Skip over that. Who's? Give me somebody that's...
And then I got a Richard... So I'm guessing it's Richard, and it also says Midnight, so we know who that was. Nick came on, and then here, episode 39, I just have some wrestlers, so I don't know. I'm not sure if that was some Ruby Flyer or...
Ruby Flyer.
I don't know if you brought any friends. And then I think the next actual guest, it says Keen of Comedy Willard, episode 40.
Willard. Wow. See, we have people I never talked to again.
They come on and they never come back.
Damn, I don't even know who that is. So Amber was not one of our first guests, huh? When was she? What number was she on?
Amber?
I thought she was like either one or two. I guess not.
She's okay. First show number 84.
Oh,
Amber the Pace, and May 13, 2016.
Yeah. Okay, well there you have it, Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
So who was our first guest? Oh, Monica. Monica, then Liz.
Girl Monday,
those are
Monica.
Our two.
Eddie's right, favorite, famous Girl Monday.
That's right, Monica. Monica is Monica, right? The one that sent us the candles.
Yeah,
the candle maker.
Didn't she make the logo too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She did. Yeah, I told her I just wanted something simple, a block, something. You know what? What I did is I drew it on a piece of paper, and I go, "Can you make it look pretty?" Because I don't know how to draw. And that's what she sent back. She sent that back, and I go, "That looks good. It's not too out of this world. It's not. It's just there. It looked good. I like it."
Was Alyssa a guest before she became part of the show?
Or yeah, she had her.
Just a listener.
She had her juice.
She had that juice.
Man. Oh, that's right. The juice. The green juice, right?
Yes, the green juice. What happened to the green juice? They went out of business, or
I don't know.
She had to focus on the show now.
She got on the show and she said, "Oh, forget it. I'm on the show now. I got what I wanted. I don't need that green juice."
They sold the rights to Jamba Juice.
they sold their stock.
Yeah.
That's right. She came on with the juice.
The juice. That's right.
Okay. Yeah, I think she was a listener. That's how we got her on. She used to comment a lot and watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's what got me. I was like, "Hey, you know, it's all right, okay. We'll see who this person is." And then it worked out in the end. Remember, Alberto was totally against it, and then I just I had to fight for her. And...
I don't want no chick on the show.
The all-man show. We tried an in-studio guest, right, girl?
Who? Oh, Alberto's friend?
Pastry's wrong. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. The worst. That was the worst thing ever.
She did a good job.
Yeah, she actually did, but she was like a Jekyll and Hyde.
She did great.
You know, people in the fortress are, you see their true colors.
Yeah, I guess so. Shit. I guess they're better off when we just have them on the show, but don't ever run into them on the streets.
Like, if you think Steve here, he's kind of cool, but if you meet him in the fortress, that's a whole different Steve.
No, you're treated just like a normal piece of shit.
I ran into her in the streets and she treated me fine.
Well, good for you. Then you can be her friend. But not me. Don't ever invite her back on the show. I thought that was very rude.
I haven't.
Very, very rude.
I haven't bothered to invite. I don't invite anybody over. On.
Yeah, I'm good.
I know my place here. Well, you were asking about guests, so I had to say...
Shit!
I had to... Oh, no.
That's like you invite somebody over to dinner in your home, and then they, like, you know, he's just such a good guest, and then see him in the street, and they go, look at you like you're a piece of fucking turd.
You know, like Steve's here, he's showing all the signs. He's gone from, you know, sadness to anger.
Because of you guys.
He went from sadness to happiness with Angie to now he's at anger.
Who's Angie? Oh, and see, you got me all screwed up. Wow. Sorry, Angie, if you're listening. He went
from gloomy to happy to pissed.
Yep. Okay, listen to me. If that girl, you know, she was nice and everything, but you don't do that to people.
You invite him
on your show, Alberto. You invite somebody on your show and you're having a good time, and then you see him when you go shopping or something, and they look at you like, who invented, who made you be born? It's like, get the hell out of here. We were doing that shit when you were in our show studio.
Oh, yeah.
If you listen to our podcast, I'm going to keep the microphones on after the show so we can hear Steve more on the post show.
Eddie, what would you think if they did that to you? I know you had a better, you saw them and they were nicer to you, but what if it was the total opposite? Wouldn't you be like, man, that's pretty dirty. She was nice to us in the studio show.
I would think they're having a bad day.
Oh, you think so?
Mm-hmm.
All I asked for was where the fucking pastries were. The fucking, I just wanted a sweet roll.
She probably thought you were going to steal them. You didn't look like you had money.
And you know who was actually nice to me? Was Eddie's friend David. He said, hey, sir, I can help you out. What do you need? Yeah. And I go, well, I just was asking for a roll. Remember, this.
David loves it when he says that.
Well, I'm telling the truth. I'm just saying I was there and he came up and he's like, hey, do you need any help? And I go, yeah. I go, this manager didn't really want to help me. She just pointed to a direction like I was going to buy the whole table. He's like, what do you need? And I told him, he's like, it's right here. So I got it and that was it. And I bought the thing and left.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Was that so hard to do? Yeah. Carrying the goddamn teal around like it was such a fucking hard job.
Well, that's why, because maybe she was carrying money.
You know what? I can carry money, too, and see somebody go, hey, how are you? Good to see you. Bye. And they get, maybe in her head you could say, hey.
In the back and off with the money. Yeah.
Maybe she doesn't want to see me here or whatever, but, you know, be nice. Just being a customer. Shit, a customer come in, you're having a bad day, you look at them like you want to fucking murder them. Shit, I'm going to another store down the street. Okay, you know what? I know what you guys are doing. We're leaving. We're getting off the show now because you're just going to want to ruin my Thursday.
We're ending with a bang.
I just wanted to know who our first guest was. I didn't want to know that other one.
Well, you kept asking, so.
Okay. I need to know. I'm going to go back. Can I go listen to episode one? Is that what episode is Monica on? 4 or 3? I mean, I just want to know because I want to see if she was on. She's got had to be on a phone. We didn't have video back then, huh?
Well, yeah, there was no video, so you got to listen to it.
Okay, so
I think phone, I was your first guest, right?
Episodes 11 and 12.
I think I was your first guest.
11 and 12?
I don't know if she was earlier. That's when I have it listed. So.
So it's either 11 or 12.
Both. No, she was on both shows. No, she was the girl Monday, so she was going to come on.
every Monday,
which was when we did shows back then. So,
oh, okay, gotcha. No, Eddie, you weren't our first guest. Eddie, you were on the show. Don't change up the subject because
you were our
pastry,
first.
The pastry broad liked you.
You were our first tryout.
Hey, you know that picture that we took together? Can you just scratch me out of it? Just mark me out like we, you know, with that black marker or something. I don't give a shit.
Well, you're pretty good at that. I mean,
no, I'm not. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh boy. Okay, people, we went over today. We want to apologize for.
I was the first guest when I was auditioning for the show.
I'm sorry, I made Steve mad. We had a little extra.
I just wanted to know who our first guest was. I didn't want to. You know darn well we don't talk about that person anymore.
Well, I didn't mention my name. So. You were not a guest, Eddie. You were a tryout.
Same no, thing. Eddie was on.
Eddie was on the first episode. He came on our last practice show. Remember that? Remember we did like 6-7 practice shows?
Yeah.
And then Eddie was on the last one, and then we go, okay, you're good enough. Let's go.
Yeah, well, I think he would have been on. It was just up to him if he wanted to do it. I go, Eddie, why don't you come down? If you like it, you can stay. And if you don't, you can leave. So it was basically up to Eddie.
And poor Eddie.
Eddie, look at Eddie. We gave Eddie everything possible. Look at him. We say, hey, you come on. If you like it, you can stay. If not, you can get the hell out. We don't just say, we'll look at you and we'll listen to you. And if we like you, we'll decide.
I don't think we had much of a choice. That was the problem.
Yeah, I guess we didn't. We didn't have no choice since.
And poor Eddie, he's been trying to escape for 401 episodes. And he still can't get away.
I was the one that said yes, huh?
Yeah, you're the only one that said yes.
Yeah, you were the only one.
Well, hey, that's a good thing, Eddie. Hey, one more thing. Hey, before we go, Eddie, every time we have a guest on or something, please don't ask if we gave him a birdie. Please. Because not everybody got one, okay?
Well, maybe she didn't hear that. No, you know, she wasn't on right now. She wasn't on as Eddie was asking that question.
Okay, Eddie, having fun with this light. Okay, Eddie, we see you and you look good. And
let's get him a disco light. So,
as long as you don't turn it up too bright, where you look like that gray sausage that's going by.
I'm gonna go down to the swap meet when they have all the DJ equipment. Get one of those like the ball lights that spin around. And
disco lights.
Is it a disco light?
Well, it's the ball, but it has the LED lights that kind of.
No, his light.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Damn, it looks like a cock ring.
Too big for you, Steve.
That's all it is? Man, that's pretty bright.
It's made for my cock.
Oh, here we go. Eddie with his new jacket on, talking big. Get out of here.
You know, Eddie always gets what's that? What's the word I'm looking for?
He's reaching for dreams.
As long as Eddie tries, he'll get his dream. And
oh gosh, oh god, what am I doing?
It's bright, huh, Steve?
Yes, it is.
Should I put it back here?
Under the chin.
Let's do a ghost story.
Put it under your chin. Let's do a ghost story.
No, it looks better where.
There we go. Look at that.
This is the interview we had with Eddie to have him be on the show. This is how he came in like that.
Eddie was telling us how he killed some teenagers at Camp Crystal Lake.
Oh god!
And I mean that won him the job.
Eddie Voorhees.
I've actually been to Crystal Lake.
Oh boy! Let's get out of here before the police listen in.
Eddie, yeah, he does like to go to hockey games.
His favorite position is the goalie. So,
all right, let's get out of here. All right, guys, thanks for watching this show that was a big train wreck today. But you know, I got a lot out of my system today, and I want to thank nobody for it. And I want to thank Alberto for bringing something up that was very, very hurtful to my life.
I read them down the list.
The more I get hurt by you guys, mm-hmm. the stronger I get.
Okay,
I just want you to know that
you're gonna be the whole
had a traumatic
soon.
Day, Steve.
See what I mean?
Steve had a traumatic day. Nice.
Come on, Andy. We're trying to get out of here.
That's probably your guys' favorite picture of me, of Alberto, Eddie, me, and then that broad that's in the middle of us. Huh.
I don't know.
Not us three. Not just us three, but that broad. No, don't even look for it. I'm getting out of here before you find it. We're going to get out of here. I want to thank Angie AR15 for coming on our show. Eddie, tell everybody how they can go to her new sex shop website.
Go to naughtylittlenightstand.com.
Naughtylittlenightstand.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do your shopping. It's a sex shop. You know, they got sex toys. They got all kinds of new stuff that you can buy.
Even have dolls.
Dolls and everything. And she, what did she say? You can go to her OnlyFans at Angie AR15. And you can, if you want to get a discount and mention our show to her, you got to go to the OnlyFans or something like that.
She'll give you a discount. Yeah.
Why can't they just message her on her like Instagram or Facebook? It'd be easier, wouldn't it?
Maybe she doesn't. I don't know. Maybe she prefers.
I wonder if they have any gray sausage. You think we could order a gray sausage? Just paint her face on it. You know what I'm talking about? You ever seen a sausage? Like a big bratwurst or something, and it starts getting old and it turns that light gray.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's getting, then the stink comes. You know what I'm talking about? You don't know.
Yes, sir. Andy.
All right, let's get out of here. No, Alberto, don't even do it. We're getting out of here.
Don't worry. I think I deleted that picture.
Good. Finally, did something good.
Oh, no, look, there
it is. I wish you would have printed it out on paper so I could tear it up.
Actually, I found it. All right, end the show.
You could finish to that, Steve.
No, that's probably... Hey, you know what? Maybe I do need that picture. That'll stop me from playing with myself.
That'll dry you up even more.
That'll do it right there. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in today. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in. Visit our website at them25show.com for all information on our show, including podcast and... Oh, over there. It blows up.
Yeah, I want to be blown up. All right, let me
put M25 show. Point at it, Alberto, so people can see. Oh, God, stop it. Get out of here.
That's what you
get. That's enough.
Right behind me. M25show.com.
M25show.com. You can find our podcast links and live stream links and stuff. And Natural Wonders, our sponsor and all that.
Sorry, I broke Steve's brain there.
Yeah, I don't even want to see it. I just went limp dick right away. Oh, there it is. Eddie has some Natural Wonders. We'll see it. Eddie, he's got the hemp lotion. Natural Wonders. You can buy your own at naturalwonders.com and put in in the promo code, the M25 show. And how much discount you get, Eddie?
25%.
25%.
Off your entire order.
Off your entire order.
Yep.
And that's naturalwonders.com. That's Wonders spelled WUNDERZ. All right, let's get out of here. We'll see you guys next week.
Steve needs to go to therapy.
Until then, yes. And remember, any chicks do you wrong, fuck them.
Literally.
See you guys.
Eddie, check your phone.
Face stupid reality again.